We're holding on Paytas Umud Beys. Paytas Umud Beys, four lines from the bottom. We talked about that. We started talking about the dinim about carrying between roofs. We had, let's recap. We had three opinions in the Mishnah about carrying between roofs, where the people who own those respective roofs can make an eruv between them. We had Reb Meir saying that you can carry. We had first the Reb Meir saying that you can carry freely between the roofs as long as there's not a difference in height of 10 tefachim between one roof and the next. We had the Chachamim saying that it doesn't matter. We had the Chachamim saying that that each roof is a reshus of its own, meaning you can't carry from one roof to the next, even if they're all on the same level. And then we had Reb Shimon saying that not only you can carry between all the roofs, even if they reach different levels, but also between all the Chatzeres and the Karpathos. All of that, as long as you have a keli that was in one of those at the beginning of Shabbos, then you can move it to any other roof or any other Chatzer or any other Karpath or between the Chatzeres and Karpathos and whatever, but not if it was within the house. So the last thing we had mentioned in this connection was we had cases where we have different people who own their roofs, but they did something to demonstrate that they are not planning to use their roof anymore, and therefore it becomes mutter for somebody else. For we had the case involving, for example, a large roof next to a small roof, where we said if the smaller roof, you have the larger, meaning that it sticks out on the two sides of the smaller one. So if the smaller one has a fence around it, if the large one has a fence around it and the small one does not, then it means the people of the small one, the people who own that small roof, are in effect saying that they're not planning to use their roof. So therefore, the people of the large one are not only able to carry on their own, since there's a wall around it, they're even able to carry into the small one because it's just considered an extension of their roof. It's as if the other people were mevatel rishus to them. So in this connection...
Why is the difference in the shirim in chatzer where they do have to?
Because the difference is, so what's the difference between a chatzer? The difference is a chatzer is used more regularly than a roof.
So, the
chatzer is regularly used by everybody in the houses. So at the beginning of the parak, we talked about yesterday that Rashi mentioned there was something about todir and miyuchad. Todir meaning that it's used more regularly, like a chatzer. Miyuchad means that it's restricted to one person, like a roof. Usually only a person themselves uses their roof. But a roof is not todir. You don't regularly use it. So if you have, in this case, so they showed, therefore, in the same way, we had a similar din. We had that if one person made a permanent stairway or ladder or whatever going up to his roof, and the other ones didn't, then it shows that he plans to use his roof, and the other ones don't, and therefore, again, it amounts to that they were all mevatel to him.
So they can go...
So therefore, so he can now carry from his roof to the next roof over. Yeah,
you're going through Siachet. It doesn't change.
Yeah, you're talking about the two roofs are attached, let's say, yeah. Or there's less than four tefachim between them. So the Gemara says in this connection, Amar Abaya, Bona Aliyah Al-Gabe Beis. So suppose then that a person built a second story on top of his house, and in front of it, he made a daka, which is four tefachim. So we've learned before a few times in the Masechta about a daka. Rashi explains over here and in every other place that it means Pesach Katan, a small doorway, which is a small doorway less than four tefachim wide, which is open out to the roof. So if he did that, then Chuter b'chol ha'gagim kolon, then he's mutter to carry on all the other roofs. Because then, again, by doing that, he demonstrates that he, since he built such a thing up to his roof, whereas nobody else did, then he demonstrates he wants to use his roof, and everybody else did not. So therefore, they demonstrated by that they don't plan to use their roof. So the same thing, in other words, in effect, they were vatal to him, and therefore he's allowed to carry on all the roofs.
So again, he's not allowed, he made something else.
So he built a second floor onto his house and built a daka, a small doorway, going from that second floor out onto the roof. Here's an illustration of it.
All this is way up in the air.
Yeah, so it's up on top of the roofs where everybody else has their roofs, and he has, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we can try to, you know. Yeah, well, here, but Here, I'll turn it in your direction so you can see it. Okay. Here. There's the roofs. There's everybody's roofs. And he has a second floor on his house with a short doorway going out to it.
We're here in the bottom.
That doorway. Yeah. Roof, yeah. Okay. So that shows that he plans to use that whole roof area, and therefore it's mutter. Now, we've learned before that there are different other understandings among the Rishonim of what a daka is. A different explanation is that a daka means a low wall or an itztava, like a low bench or something, four tefachim off the ground. And Rabbi Hananel over here understands it that way. And the idea is, Tosfos also mentions such an idea, that what it means is that the other way around. Suppose that everybody else who has roofs over there made an eruv between them. Let's say he didn't join in the eruv. But if he has a daka, a low wall, or a low itztava, whatever, in front of his door out there, then it's like we had before about the case of people in a mavri where he built a daka over there demonstrating that he doesn't plan to be considered part of it anymore. Therefore, he doesn't aser them. Therefore, the rest of them are able to carry on all the roofs. So according to his girsa, it's not huter, but huteru b'chalagagim kolam. They, the other people who made the eruv, are allowed to carry across all the roofs.
This little roof that he made is his only one you can get to is only him. He can go on his roof.
That's the point. Rashi is understanding that a daka is a small. Rashi is understanding that a daka is a small doorway which goes up only from his house and doesn't go from their houses, and that's why he's mutter and the rest of them are usur. Rabbi Hananel is understanding exactly the other way around. The daka is a low wall which sort of blocks him, but doesn't block anybody else. Everybody else is able to use ladders or whatever to get up to the roof, but he has his doorway is blocked with this daka. So it comes out opposite understandings according to Rashi and according to Rabbeinu Hananel. What's going on over here now? Are we saying that he is mutter to carry on all the roofs, or are we saying that they are mutter to carry on all the roofs and the fact that he didn't join in the Eruv doesn't answer that? Okay. Omar Rava, so in this connection, Rava points out, Pa'amim Shah Dakol the Easter. You can actually have an example where Tosfos also, by the way, brings a different explanation. A daka does mean a mechitza, but what it means is that he made a mechitza all around his roof with an opening towards the other roofs, and then in front of it he made a daka. Then it shows the tashmish kavua, and then it shows he plans to use it on an ongoing basis. If there's no daka, if there's no low wall over there, then he's not going to use it as tashmish kavua because you have the other people on the other roofs over there.
Basically, it's a block that's like still true. It has a bunch of blocks.
Like those low walls. Well, that's
then you go ahead.
According to Rabbeinu Hananel. That's according to Rabbeinu Hananel that a daka is a low wall. According to Rashi, it's exactly the other way around. It's a low doorway. According to Rashi, that low doorway makes him mutter to use all the roofs. According to the Ri in Tosfos, it's a low wall and it makes it mutter because by making that low wall in front of the door, it makes it more that now he's able to use it on a more regular basis. He's able to use it for Tashmish Kavua without anybody else interfering with him. And according to Rabbeinu Hananel, the point of the daka is just the other way around to show that he doesn't plan to use the roof. Everybody else still plans to use theirs. Therefore, if they make an eruv, they can carry on their roofs. With that, even though he didn't join in the eruv.
So let's say Sterling Street, where this guy makes a little daka, why can he walk in other people's rooms for?
According to who are you talking about? Rashi, the Ri, or Rabbeinu Hananel? Because according to Rashi, if he made a door, if he made a door out to his roof and nobody else did, just the opposite, he is allowed to carry to all the roofs. Everybody else is not allowed to because they demonstrated by that they don't plan to use it. Omar Rava, so Rava says, Pa'amim Shah Daka La Isser. You can actually have a scenario where building a Daka, just the opposite, makes an Isser where there wasn't one before. Namely, Hechidami, Da'avidi Lahadi Tabitza Debese. Suppose instead of making the Daka in the direction of the other roofs, he made it in the direction of his garden. So he'd same picture over here, but instead of the Daka, the low doorway, according to Rashi, facing out towards the other roofs, it faces out over his garden. To Omar, then we say Lanaturi Tabitsu Hudavida, then he made it in order to guard his garden so that he can go up there and look out and make sure nobody's going into his garden or whatever, rather than to use the roofs. And then just the opposite, it shows that he's not planning to use the roofs. So then according to the Chachamim and Reb Meir, that you can't freely carry from one roof to another. So according to the Chachamim, for sure not. Each roof is a separate rishus. But even according to the mayor, just the opposite. He demonstrated that his roof is not his rishus anymore. Therefore, he wouldn't be able to carry between his roof and the other ones. again, if we say that a daka is a low wall, then it means the other way around. It means that if he makes this daka, if he makes this daka towards his garden, then it's not really, it makes it Isser, but it means it doesn't change anything. It doesn't make it Isser or Laheter, because now it doesn't change anything as far as the status of the other roofs, because nobody else is using their roofs and neither is he.
Yeah. But let's say he decides, oh, I want to use that, I want to walk in the roofs. But
well, then he needs to make a daka in that direction. Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Stay up. Now, let's go back to, again, we talked about that according to Rav, we mentioned yesterday, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, when we say, if you have, the question was in one sense, according to the Chachamim, and another sense, according to the Chachamim, let's start with, that you can't carry from one roof to another. So let's say then, so what about on your roof itself? Would you be allowed to carry freely on your whole roof? Rav had said no, only up to four amas, because your roof is completely open to the next roof over. And there's no, we don't say good asik, because we don't say, because the wall between them is invisible. You only have the wall is below between the houses, it's not above. Therefore, it's completely open to the next roof, which is also.
The houses are spaced or not?
The houses are not spaced. That's what we said. The houses are all together. So then you have you have two or three walls where you look down from your roof and you can see the walls of your house, but on one or two sides you don't, because you have it attached to the next house and you don't see any wall over there. Whereas Shmuel said, we still say good asik and you could carry on the whole wall. So now Rami Bachama is asking within Rav's...
On your own roof.
So now Rami Bachama is asking within Rav's opinion, Shtei Amos Begag or Shtei Amos Be'omud Mak. What would you be allowed, according to Rav, would you be allowed to carry two amas on your own roof and two amas on a pillar which is near the which is near the roof? The pillar is standing in Rosh Hashanah, let's say. It's 10 tefachim tall, 4 tefachim wide, so it's large enough to be a Rosh Hashanah. Would you be allowed to? Omar Rabba, so Rabba says, "My coming by lay." What is Rami Bachama even asking the question? Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah coming by lay. Is he asking about, are you allowed to carry anything from a Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah? Of course not. If you can't carry on the, if Rab is saying you can't carry more than four amos on the roof because it's open to the next one over, in effect, Rab is saying the roof is like a Karmelis. Of course, we know you can't carry from a Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah. What kind of a question is that? Now, Tosfos points out it has to be actually. We're talking about, let's say the pillar is four tefachim away from the roof. If it was within four tefachim of the roof, then actually it wouldn't be a Rosh Hashanah, because again, it's right next to the roof and the roof is a karmelis, so therefore it would be considered a karmelis as well. So then there might not be a question. Because the roof is a karmelis, because according to Rab, you can't carry on it. The whole fact that you can't carry on it more than four amos because it's open to the next roof over, in effect, means that it's like a karmelis. So Tosfos explains that if the pillar was four tefachim away from the roof, where was within four tefachim of the roof, then it would be a karmelis anyway. So the question then becomes, so Rishonim asks, in that case, the Rashba asks, so why don't we, instead of rejecting Rami Bachama's question, why don't we understand that that's exactly the case he's asking about, where it's within four tefachim of the roof? And the answer is, because then there's no real chiddush in asking. If it's a karmelis, we know you can carry four amos in a karmelis. And if it's below 10, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, weiter, it's a karmelis. And we also know you can carry within a karmelis four amos. So there'd also be no reason for the question. So the Gemara says, in fact, you're right. The Rami Bachama, agav churfei la'ayin ba. Because Rami Bachama, because of his sharpness, he didn't look into it. In other words, you're right. That wasn't the question he meant to ask. He was in a hurry to ask the question, and he didn't think to formulate the question properly. Ella, what he meant to ask is, Hachi, come and buy late. What he meant to ask was, Beis Amos Begag or Beis Amos Bachsadra, Mahu. Suppose that you have, next to the roof, suppose you have an Achsadra, which is, according to Rashi, an Achsadra is an area that has just four pillars in the corner of it and a roof on top. And Rashi holds, later on in the Perek, we're going to learn that Rashi holds, even if all four sides are open, as long as the roof is flat, we could say pitik reyod vesosim. We could say the edges of the roof are considered to come down and form virtual walls around the area. So Rashi explains that the achsadra we'd have to be talking about over here would either be it's larger than Beis Sasayim, or that it has a pitched roof. So if it's larger than Beis Sasayim, then the roof of it is going to be considered a karmelis. If it's got a pitched roof, then also we don't say pitik or yod v'soisim. So now the question is, therefore, that it is a karmelis. So now the question is, can you carry two amas on the roof and two amas on top of that achsadra? Tosfos points out, now why don't we say that we're talking about within the achsadra, because within the achsadra is not necessarily a camelus, because after all, it has a roof over it, so therefore it wouldn't necessarily be considered a camelus.
What would it be?
It would be a Rosh HaSiyafen then. And we already established you can't carry from camelus to Rosh HaSiyafen. There are different other Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ritva talk about over here a possibility that the Achsad, what we're talking about, is actually jointly owned by the owner of the roof and somebody else. So Reuven owns a house with a roof. Next to it is an Achsadra that Reuven and Shimon jointly own. And the question would be there, can we carry a little bit from the edge of the roof onto the edge of the Achsadra? So then the question is, Mahu, mi aminen kibin d'lehai chazi l'dira v'lehai chazi l'dira. Now we could take the view like this. Neither the roof nor the top of the Achsadra is a place that's suitable to live on. Therefore, chadu rishosi. Therefore, we could consider it as if it was one rishos, and therefore you should be allowed to carry from one to the other. Maybe we would say, since you can't carry from one roof to another, then maybe you can't carry from the roof to the achsadra. In other words, Rashi says that the question boils down to, why Rav is saying you can't carry on the roof, or is it like this? We said at the beginning of the perek, why would the Chachamim say in our Mishnah that you can't carry from one roof to the other? Because they say the same way as the houses below the roofs belong to different people, the roofs also belong to different people. So you have the same problem as you would in a chatzir, different rishuyos that are all open of different people that are all open together in union and eruv. So do we say the same thing over here? Do we say that the issue is the same thing over here? So in that case, then that would apply to from the roof to the achsadra as well, especially according to the Rishonim that we're talking about, the achsadra is jointly owned by somebody else. Or would we say the key thing is that it has to be, that, or is the key thing that it has to be, we're talking about places that you can't live on. You can't live on a roof. You can't live on top of an achsadra either. So in that case, maybe then there's not such an objection to carrying within a camelus, as long as it's, in other words, they are two separate camelus, but they're next to each other. So therefore, maybe it would be allowed to carry from one to the other, as long as you're within four amos, like Rav says.
So total of four amos.
Yeah, that's the question.
Mr. The word,
achsadra. So Rashi explains in all places that an achsadra only has pillars at the corners, and then it's completely open on all four sides other than the pillars, and then it has a roof on top. Tosfos, actually, we're going to learn later on in the perek, that Tosfos has a different definition of achsadra. They understand an achsadra to be that it has walls on three sides, and it's open on the fourth. So according to them, the question about the achsadra over here would really be, the achsadra is open to the shasarabim or to kaimelis. So therefore, the question would be, what about this? So now the question would be, again, are you allowed to carry from the roof onto the top of it? From the roof of the house onto the roof of the achsadra. Or possibly even to the inside the achsadra as well.
But they're both very close.
They're both right next to each other, right? Yeah. Okay. So that's the question. So that's Rami Bahama's question. And the Gemara continues, Boy Rabibi Barabaya. Then Rabibi Barabaya asked a similar question. Beis Amos Begago, Beis Amos Bechurva Mahu. What happens when you be allowed to carry two Amos on the roof and two Amos on a churva next to the roof? Amr of Kahana, Lab Haina de Rami Bachama. So Rav Kahana says, why is Rabibi Barabaya even bothering to ask the question? Isn't that the same as Rami Bachama's question? It's the same kind of situation. You have the churva is also a place where nobody lives, and belongs to somebody else, etc. Amr Rabibi Barabaya. So Rabibi Barabaya himself speaks up to explain what he's asking. He says, V'chime acher asoy v'natsoy. Do you think from an acher, from somebody else, asoy v'natsoy, that I'm coming to ask and to argue about a question? Natsoy means to argue, like shnei anoshim ivrim nitzim. So in other words, do you think that like I'm taking over a question from somebody else and presenting it as though it was my own question? I know what Rami Bachama asked, and I know, and I'm going to tell you that my question is a little bit different. Another explanation. The Meiri gives a couple of other explanations of the phrase. One of them is "may achar," meaning afterwards. Do you think I walked into the Beis Medrash late and I don't know what was said before, and therefore you think I'm just asking the same question over? No, my question is different. achsadra lechazir ledira, because an achsadra you can't live in. It's only got the four pillars on the four sides, or it's only closed in on three sides, according to Tosfos, but it's not a normal place that you can live in. V'churva, chazir ledira. A churva, okay, it's a ruined house, but there's still enough of the walls intact that conceivably you could live in there in a pinch. So therefore, it is more considered, it's more roi ledira. So therefore, so the question is, so if you can live in it, then what's the question? Obviously, then in that case, then the same din would apply. It would be the same as one roof to another roof. There's no question about it.
Doesn't matter if the owner.
Well, we're talking about it's a different owner. So if it's a different owner, that's the same thing as carrying from Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof. And we know the Chachamim say in the Mishnah, that's also. So then still, what's the question? Again, all of this is only, primarily these questions are according to the Chachamim. They can also be according to Reb Shimon when we're talking about a keli that was inside the house at the beginning of Shabbos. Because when the keli was inside the house at the beginning of Shabbos, then Reb Shimon does agree. You have these distinctions between the various roofs. You can't carry from one roof to another.
If it's outside, then you're...
If it was on the roof at the beginning of Shabbos, then Reb Shimon would allow you to take it to any other roof or to any other chotzer, etc.
Does he give a seichel behind it?
Because he holds, as we said in the Mishnah, that anything that's not todir and miyuchad is not considered, it doesn't need an eruv.
It was if it's inside or outside.
Because if it was in the house at the beginning of Shabbos, so we didn't learn it in the Gemara, but the Alter Rebbe explains in Shulchan Aruch, the reason is because when it was inside the house at the beginning of Shabbos, you could say that was at Makom Shvisa. Yeah, kind of like we say about a keli that, for example, wherever it is at the beginning of Yom Tov, is its tchum for the entire Yom Tov, as we learned in the earlier Masechta. So there's an earlier in our Masechta. It's the same thing over here. Yeah, we would say that anything that was inside the house, in effect, it's still as though it was inside the house. And to carry it out into a different chotzer, you'd need an eruv. Yeah. Okay. So the Bibi Ba'abai's question, again, is about a churva, but the question is, if you're saying you can live in the churva, then fine, then it's exactly the same as somebody else's house. So what's the question? The answer is imtim tzoloi makama. Rabbi Bibi Ba'abai's question is based on an imtim tzoloi makama. If you're going to say, regarding Rami Bahama's question, if you're going to say that achsadra lechazir ledira, you're going to say the reason maybe you should be allowed to carry from the roof to the achsadra, even though they belong to different people, because the achsadra can't be lived on, and therefore it's similar. It should be like an extension of the roof, and therefore you should be allowed to carry the remainder of the four amos onto there. But on the other hand, churva chazir ledira. Or on the other hand, a churva you could live in. So maybe it would have a different din. Maybe it would be like somebody else's roof. Oy Dilma, or maybe you would say Hashtamiya Lesba Diyorin. The fact is, right now nobody's living in that churva, so maybe therefore it should be Mutter. So the Gemara says Teku. So we don't know the answer.
So
now,
what? But it was still different. That's why.
That's why Rabbi Bibi Ba'abai is saying if we can answer Rami Bahama's question, then I have a follow up question. Now the Gemara is saying Teku over here, but Tosfos points out that actually we have later on in the Perek, we have something that seems to imply the answer to that. That we're going to say later on in the Perek that the Chachamim say you can't carry from one roof to another unless you make an Eder between them. But they do say that you can carry between a roof and a Chotzer and a Merpeses, even if they belong to different people. So that would answer our question, therefore. Even if the roof belongs to one person and the Achsadra belongs to a different person, then it should be allowed. So that would answer our question. The Gemara is not giving that answer over here. So some of the Rishonim say, okay, sometimes the Gemara will do that. Sometimes the Gemara will leave something taku in one place and answer it in a different place. You could go from a roof to a chotzer, for example. They're saying you can't go from roof to roof, but they're saying you could go from roof to chotzer. Reb Shimon is saying you can do both. You can go from roof to roof and from roof to chotzer. So Tosfos says that, okay, so the Gemara could have answered that over here, but sometimes the Gemara will do that. Rishonim the Rashba, for example, says sometimes the Gemara will do that. It'll leave something open in one place and then answer it in a different place. So they also mentioned different maybe possibilities. Maybe they were talking about that it belongs to the same owner, whereas over here we're talking about that it belongs to different owners or whatever. So they also mention a point that here we might be talking. We said before that Rashi says the Achsadra over here might be talking about it's larger than base. So that's another possible reason you could have that Rami Bahamas and Rabbi Bibi's questions are in that case, whereas the Gemara later on is talking about where it's less than base Sasayim.
My difficulty is that we're speaking about, like, I think about now different levels.
That was Rabbi Meir.
I'm saying Rufus here and Chatz is down.
That's
here.
Fine. The Chachamim are fine with that. Rabbi Meir is the one who says if they're 10 Tvachim apart, then you can't do that. The Chachamim have no problem with that. The Chacham don't care, but the Chacham don't care about 10 Tefachim difference. We said yesterday, Reb Meir was the one who makes a gzera if you're allowed to carry from one roof to another when they're more than 10 Tefachim apart, or from a roof to a chatzah or whatever, you may come to, if you have, in Rishus Arabim, you have a pillar 10 Tefachim tall, you may come to put something on it where there you're transferring from Rishus Arabim to Rishus Yachin. Therefore, you're going to make a gzera even if such a thing is located in Rishus Yachin. The Chachamim don't hold of that gzera. Next. Gagin Ashovin Lera Meir. Now let's talk about another case. We said before, we had Machloikas of Rav and Shmuel on the case where you had a bunch of, the Machloikas between them was, according to the Chachamim, if you have a bunch of roofs that are one next to the other without space between them. So then we said that Rav had said you can only, even on your own roof, you can only carry up to 4 amas, because again, we said there's no visible wall between your roof and the next one, so you can't say good asik. You can't say good asik. Whereas Shmuel says you still could say good asik because inside you have a wall over there, so therefore we can consider as though it comes up. On the other three sides, you don't need it anyway, because on the other three sides you have the walls of the house. So now we have another case. Gagin Ashovin Lera Meir.
Same way you have the walls of the house, same way everyone knows that a house has to have
No, that's not the point. The point is, when you look down, if you stand on the roof and you look down in this direction, in this direction, in this direction, you see the walls of the house below you. Do it carefully so you don't fall over, but you can see that there are the walls there. Therefore, you can say good asset on them. On the fourth side, where it touches the next roof, you don't see any roof. You don't see any wall over there. You know that there's a wall over there between your house and the neighbor's house. But Rav says that's not good enough. Shmuel says it is. Now, what about Gagin Ashovin Lera Meir? What about according to Rav Meir, if you have a bunch of roofs that are all on the same level, where he said that then you can carry from one to the other, or the Gag Yechidi Lera Banan, or according to the Rabbanon, if you have an individual roof which is not next to other roofs? So then we have also a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, Rav Amma Mutta Latalta Bakulay, or Shmuel Amma Ein Matalpin Bay Elabadalin. So Rav and Shmuel have exactly the opposite opinions, as we said on Daf Peites, that they had regarding connected roofs. In this case, Rav would say that you can carry on your entire roof, and Shmuel would say you can only carry on your own roof up to 4 amas. Exactly the opposite of what we said before. Now, so we have to figure out why. So Rav Amma Mutta L'Talta B'Kolei Kasha the Rav Ad Rav. Don't we have a contradiction between Rav's statement before and Rav's statement over here? Now, we're assuming in our case, what we have is that, okay, so like this, in the case before we had, again, we said you look down, you can see the walls of the house, because the roof and the wall meet at a right angle, and if you look down from the roof, if you look over the edge, you will directly see the wall. Now we're assuming that it's not like that. Now we're assuming that the roof overhangs the edge of the wall, such that if you look down, you're not going to see the wall. So then the question is, Rav explains like this. Rashi explains that the problem is that, if we're talking according to the mayor, a bunch of roofs that are next to each other, wouldn't you have the problem though, never mind one roof and the next, don't you have though that on the various sides of the house, you have the Rishus Arabims, the roof in effect is completely open to the Rishus Arabim because the roof overhangs the wall on all sides. Therefore, the roof is considered as if it was open to Rishus Arabim, even though it's more than 10 tefachim above Rishus Arabim, it doesn't matter because there's no mechitzis in order to consider it that should be separated. So therefore, it should be also, to carry more than 4 amas on it. Why is Rav saying over here you can carry on the entire roof? And the same question can be according to the Rabbanon with an individual roof. The house has all 4 walls. It's not attached to the roof next to it at all. But again, you have Rosh Hasharabim all around it. And you have, or at least on some sides of it, and it's open to those Rosh Hasharabim in the sense that since the roof overhangs the walls, then you don't have mechitzis. So then in that case, it should be also.
But the actual roof you are is obviously Rosh Hasharabim.
But it's open completely to Rosh Hasharabim. Now that's according to Rashi. A number of the other Rishonim disagree with that and say that no, we wouldn't say that it would be considered open to the Rosh Hasharabim. It is after all more than 10 Tefachim above Rosh Hasharabim. But you have the problem at least that you don't have mechitzas around it because you again the mechitzas are covered over by the edges of the roof.
and you can't see it.
And you can't see it. In other words, if you look down, you're not going to see it.
Because there's no fence around.
Yeah. So then, so why is Rav saying you can carry on the whole thing? The answer is because you're not talking about where you can't see the walls. Because the difference is, in the previous case on Daf Peites, you couldn't see the wall because, again, you had there was one side where it's attached to the next wall, to the next roof, and there's no wall over there. You can't see that there's a wall over there. Rav is not going to say Gudasi. We are actually talking about it here. We're not talking about where the roof overhangs the wall. We're talking about where the roof meets the wall at a right angle. So there you go then. You look down on all four sides. So if it's a bias yachid, you look down on all four sides and you can see the wall. So good asik will work on all four sides. Around. Therefore, the fact that there's a Rosh Hasharabim around it doesn't matter because we will say good asik. If we're talking according to the mayor with roofs that are next to each other, same idea. The mayor allows you to carry it from one roof to another as long as they're within 10 tefachim one of another. So therefore, good. Again, you're talking about that between all the houses together, all of them, the roof and the wall meet each other at a right angle. So any place you're standing on the roof, you can look down and you'll see a wall below you. So then you're good. Good asset works on all sides and you're fine. So there's no contradiction with the previous case where there was one side where you look down and you don't see a wall.
He's one of the holes you can walk on all the
roofs. Rameyer says you can walk on all the roofs, but only if they're within 10 tefachim of each other. The Chachamim say you can only carry on your own roof. The Chachamim are saying you can only carry on your own roof. So according to the Chachamim, the scenario we're talking about over here would not work if you have two roofs attached, because then you're back to the case we had on Daf Peites, where you have one roof is open to another, and therefore, and there's no visible wall over there, and Rav's going to say, you can't say Gurdasi. But here, where it's a single house by itself, then you have, as long as you can see the walls, wherever you look down, then you're good. According to the mayor, the same thing would work if you have a bunch of houses together, and wherever you stand on the roofs, you can look down and see the wall. So therefore, it's no contradiction of Rav's statement. We thought that it was contradicting because we thought the case over here was talking about where the roof overhangs the wall. And we're saying that, no, that's not the case. It's talking about where it meets it at an angle, yeah. At a right angle, yeah. Okay, what about Shmuel Amar Ein Metaltelin Bei Ela B'Dalad Amos? Shmuel is saying that in this case over here, an individual house, according to the Chachamim, or connected houses, according to the mayor, that on each roof, you can only carry up to 4 Amos. So Kasha de Shmuel de Shmuel. So he's contradicting himself. Before Shmuel said that you can carry on the whole roof, why over here is he only saying you can carry up to 4 amas? The answer is Hosam lehabi yosim beis sasayim, hocha habi yosim beis sasayim. Because we're talking about a scenario over here where the roof is more than over there. We were talking about it was less than beis sasayim. Here it's talking about that there's more. Now, the point is, in other words, we're not talking about a different scenario. Well, we are talking about a different scenario, but the difference is like this. Before we were talking according to the Chachamim, before we were talking according on Daf Peites at the beginning of the Perek, we were talking according to the Chachamim, where they say that each roof is considered its own thing, and we can say good asik between one roof and the next in order to make each roof marked off from the next one. So the fact that Shmuel had said there's a wall inside, we consider as though that wall was pulled up to make a mechitza between one and the next, then even though we don't see it, and that's fine. But now we're talking according to the mayor. According to the mayor, he considers that you don't need the walls between the houses because you're anyway allowed to carry from one roof to another. But altogether, the aggregate area of all the roofs together ends up being more than base sasayim, or it could be, it ends up being more than base sasayim. The whole Sterling Street, let's say, And therefore you have an issue. So that because here we're talking, and if we're talking about an individual house, then it would be, again, if the individual building is more than base sasayim in size, then he would say that, again, you can't carry in more than 4 amas. Whereas before, we were talking about an individual house, which is less than that size, and it's next to another house, according to the Chachamim, fine. We say each house is separate, but because each one is separate, therefore the wall from beneath comes up and becomes good asset.
The one that says that even if you can't see the wall, we make believe it's there.
That's Shmuel. That was Shmuel. But here he's saying, according to that mayor, where we don't even need that because we don't need the wall in between to count. Because according to him, all the roofs are considered one reshus anyway, as long as they're within 10 tefachim. Fine. But now the whole area of all the roofs together is more than beis sasayim. So here it's more than beis sasayim. And Vahani Mechitzis, he says, what about the fact that there are Mechitzis? And you're going to say Gudasik. The problem is the Mechitzis, Lamata Avidon, they're made for the bottom. They're made to enclose the houses. Lamaila Loy Avidon, the walls of the houses were not made to enclose the roof, because after all, they don't enclose the roof. They stop at the roof line. Therefore, we have a kaparif yosim vesasayim shalai hukaf ladira. So in effect, therefore, you have over here a kaparif, which is more than vesasayim, which was not enclosed for living purposes. And we know the whole kaparif yosim vesasayim shalai hukaf ladira in metalpan veil abdalid. Therefore, you can only carry in it up to 4 amas. So again, this would be according to the mayor or the chachamim respectively. It's also relevant according to the Shimon for a keli that was in the house at the beginning of Shabbos. How far can you carry it?
According to Shmuel, this is not.
So according to Shmuel, this is a kaparif more than beis sasayim.
That's why you can.
Okay. Itmar. So now we have another discussion related to this. Sfina. What about a boat? Are you allowed to carry on a boat on Shabbos? Rav Amar Mutar L'Talta B'Kula. Rav says you're allowed to carry on the whole thing, no matter how large it is. Shmuel Amar Ein Metalflin Ba'Ela B'Dalid. Shmuel says you can only carry up to 4 amas on it. Which the case is Rav Amar Mutar L'Talta B'Kula, because we're talking about where the boat is larger than Beis Tosayim, an area. It's more than 50 by 100 amas. So Rav says you're allowed to carry in the whole thing. Why? Because after all, you have mechitzas, and therefore it's hukaf ladira. So you're good. The same way as a house, the same way as you can carry in a house, or no matter how large the house is, because it was hukaf ladira, the same thing over here. The boat is made to be able to live in.
Boats have some walls.
Yeah, they have walls. Whereas Shmuel says you can only carry in it 4 amas because he says mechitzas la'abriach mayim asuyas, because he says essentially the walls are only there in order to keep out the water. Now, but pashtos, they're not really meant for dira. Now, we had that concept. Tosfos points out we had that concept of mechitzas la'abriach mayim asuyas earlier in Or Masechta in connection with the dinim of Tchumei Shabbos, where we dealt with the question if a person is on a boat which went outside the Tchum on Shabbos. Are they allowed to carry in the whole boat or only 4 amas? Do we consider that they're now within mechitzas, so those mechitzas are now outside of their tchum, but they're in a new area with mechitzas, and therefore they should be able to carry in the whole thing, or maybe only 4 amas? And Reb Zera had used the expression over there, the same expression over here, is mechitzas la'avriach mayim asuyas. Tosfos says it's not really the same thing, because they were talking in connection with tchum, and here and how far you can walk in it. Here we're talking about in connection with, is it considered a Rishus HaYachid? So it's not really necessarily the same, even though we're using the same expression, not necessarily would Reb Zera and Shmuel agree with each other's opinions when it comes to the respective day. But anyway,
it's very hard to think that some years ago when they were living, and they assume that boat is just made to hold the water.
So maybe what it is, not to hold the water, to keep out the water. But pashtus, you know, we're not talking about, like, you know, let's say the cruise ships they have nowadays. We have many, many levels above the water. The walls over there are surely not lahavriach mayim. But pashtus, we're talking about a boat that's mostly in the water. We're talking about a boat that of the whole of it is in the water. So when you go down below decks, you're within walls, sure, but those walls are there to keep out the water. Those walls were not really designed so much for the purpose of living in. Let's say, for example, on the Titanic or something, you know, they had first, second, third class or whatever. So you think of the third class berths and whatever, the third class cabins were mostly below the waterline. So let's say, so those would be the kind of thing we're talking about, the walls that separate them from the water. Are those walls made for dira, or are those walls essentially made to keep out the water? So Shmuel is saying they're mainly meant to keep out the water. It's not really designed so much for dira. Yeah, you can live in there, obviously, but it's not necessarily designed for that purpose.
If those days people didn't...
Yeah, because people...
Well, no, people travel more than travel.
People traveled, sure, but the point is that they didn't necessarily stay that much time below decks. I don't know. Okay. Anyway. So Shmuel says that's not considered mechitza. However, the Gemara continues, Amalei Reb Chiya bar Yosef b'Shmuel. Reb Chiya bar Yosef asks Shmuel, Hilchas HaKavasach, Hilchas HaKarab. Who is the halacha like in this connection with the boat? Or actually, we're going to see soon in the Gemara that he might have been asking him about a different case. We'll get to that soon. But right now, we're going to assume that he's asking about this case with the boat. Who is the halacha like, you or Rab? Amalei Hilchas HaKarab. He answers, the halacha is like Rab. Now, what does that mean? Many of the Mephoshim say it means that Shmuel changed his mind. He decided in the end that the halacha should be like Rav. Another possibility is that some of the Mephoshim bring up is maybe when Shmuel said mechitzas lavriach mayim asuyas, and therefore they're not considered mechitzas, maybe that was, he was quoting what his Rebbeim said. He himself held like Rav. So therefore, he's not really changing his mind, but he's telling us that I myself, Taka, hold like Rav, but what I was saying before is what my Rebbeim told me.
But if there's a Rebbeim, he was probably saying his Rebbe's name, no?
Not necessarily.
No.
Maybe not. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so the halacha is like that. Amr of Gidol, Amr of Chiyah bar Yosef. However, then we have a further detail on that. Rav Gidol says in the name of Chiyah bar Yosef, Umoide Rav. Now Rav, even Rav, who's saying that you can carry anywhere you want in the boat, and we're saying in the end, Shmuel agrees to him. He would agree though, Sheim Kfa Al Pia, that if you turn the boat upside down, Sheim Metalplin Ba'al Ba'arba Amos, that then you can only carry 4 Amos in it. Now, in other words, the boat is more than 10 tefachim tall. You flipped it over. So now the bottom of the boat is on top. Now you have a roof over there. So in effect, it's like a roof. So therefore, you can only carry on it up to 4 amos. Again, we're talking about the boat is larger than Beis Sasayim. So it's like any other roof. You have actually a machlokas. You have actually a machlokas, a poskim, whether what would be the din about carrying inside it. Would we say the same thing? Inside it would also be only up to 4 amos. Or maybe inside you could carry as much as you want, only on the roof of it, according to Rav, would you be limited to 4 amos. The Rashba discusses it over here and says it would be also inside. The Beis Yosef, on the other hand, understands the Rosh to be saying that inside you could carry as much as you want.
Inside a boat, like a regular boat.
Underneath the boat, yes. If it's turned over, we're talking about. So the question is, though, Kfal Amai. The question is, why did you turn over the boat? Ilema Lodur Tachter. Are we talking about that you turned it over because now you actually plan to live underneath it? Then why would it be any different than a single roof? We just said before on Amud Aleph that according to Rav, you're allowed to carry on the whole thing, even if it's larger than Beis Sasayim, because the mechitzes are made for Dira. So fine, we don't care. Rav doesn't care about the fact that the mechitzes were not designed for the roof. Shmuel cared about that, we said on Amud Aleph, but Rav didn't care about that. As long as you can look down and see mechitzes on every side of you, and then Rav says we would say good asik, so there would the same thing should apply over here.
I'm a little lost over here. Are you living under water?
You're living, no, under a boat. No, you put the boat on the land. No, no, no. You brought the boat up onto the land. You flipped it over and you want to live underneath it. Yeah. So why would Rav say that you can't carry more than 4 amos on top of it? The same way as we said that an individual house, according to Rav, would say that the Rabbanon would agree, you can carry on the whole thing, because you have, even though you don't have walls around the roof, but you have 4 walls of the house, and good asik makes it that they're considered walls of the roof as well.
Okay, but also has 4 walls.
That's the point. In other words, the top of the roof, exactly, the top of the boat should have the same din as the top of a house. Rav doesn't care about the fact that it wasn't a hukaf ladira, even though it's more than Beis Sasayim, because after all, it has walls by way of good asik. Only Shmuel is concerned about that. But so why all of a sudden is Rav saying over here that you can only carry up to 4 amos on top of the boat? The answer is Ela Shekfal Lezoifsa. So we have to be talking about he flipped over the boat in order to put tar on it.
Oh.
So now what happens is now the mechitzes are not functioning as a dira, because now they're not serving the inside of the boat, because now you can't use the boat for its purpose. If it was right side up, and the boat is in the water and it has mechitzes, fine. Rav says the mechitzes are served for dira, like those cabins below deck that we were talking about before, and therefore, fine, you can carry in it anywhere you want. But now that the boat is flipped over, those mechitzes are not serving the purpose of the boat. They're not serving to live in there either, because you're not actually living in there. You only have it upside down in order to put tar on the boat to make it waterproof. Therefore, in effect, it's just like a pillar. And you don't say good asik by that. You can say good asik, fine, only up to Beis Sasayim, but it's more than Beis Sasayim, so then it's a carmelis.
But even if it's less than Beis Sasayim, if it's not made to live there,
doesn't matter. The fact that
it's upside down to put the tar on it.
No, but the point is that as long as it's upside down, if you're walking along the top of it, if the top is less than Beis Sasayim, then fine, we say good asik, it's considered it has walls, and therefore you can carry in it. But once the boat itself is larger than Beis Sasayim and the walls are not serving the purpose of Mechitzis anymore, then we consider as though it was a solid block. Imagine you have, for example, a solid block or a solid pillar or a solid mound of dirt or something, which is more than Beis Sasayim and it's more than 10 Tefachim tall. We've learned earlier in the Masechta, you can only carry in it up to 4 Tefachim, up to 4 Amos, I mean. So there you go, same thing over here. Okay.
It's over here. It's upside down for the purpose.
It's upside down for the purpose of tarring it, not for the purpose of living in it. Right. If it was for the purpose of living in it, then in effect you have a house over here, and as long as it's a house, then it has the dinim of a house and the roof of a house.
So then it wouldn't
matter according to Rab, even if it's more than base sasayim, it would be fine.
Only for Shmuel
would matter. Only for Shmuel would it matter, exactly. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Rav Ashi masni lo asfina, Rav Acha bredi Rav masni lo achsadra. Now, this that we just said, that Rav Chiya bar Yosef asked Shmuel, who is the halacha like? And Shmuel answered, the halacha is like Rav. So Rav Ashi says that case, when he, that, that, Now, that case, when Shmuel said the halacha is like Rav, was talking about this case of the boat that we just mentioned, the case where the boat was upside down. On the other hand, he learns that the question and the answer was in connection with a case of an achsadra, not in connection with the case of the boat. Namely, what's that case? The Itmar, achsadra bebika, if you have an achsadra in a valley. Now again, Rashi in all places explains that an achsadra looks like this. It just has four pillars in the corner and a roof on top. Now, unlike before on Amud Aleph, when we mentioned an achsadra, and Rashi made a point of saying over there that this achsadra has a pitched roof, so that we can't say pitik or yerd besosim, or that it was more than beis sasayim. Here, the achsadra is less than beis sasayim, and it has a flat roof. So the question is, do we say pitik or yerd besosim? That's according to Rashi. Tosfos learns that an achsadra is closed in on three sides and open on the fourth. And the question is, do we say pitik or yerd besosim when the fourth side is completely open, or does the fourth side have to be closed in at least a little bit? That's going to be the question. So, achsadra bika, Rav amar mutar l'talta b'kula. Rav says you're allowed to carry throughout the entire achsadra. Yeah, I don't know. What's all this background noise over here? Let's see. I'm muting you if you don't mind. Yeah. If you have a question, then unmute and ask it. So Rav amar mutar l'talta b'kula. Rav says you're allowed to carry throughout the entire achsadra. U'shmuel amar ein metatlan ve'al abarba. Shmuel says only up to four amas, because it's a camelus. In other words, Rav amar mutar l'talta b'kula, aminan pi tikra yerd v'soisim, because Rav says that you can say the edges of the roof come down and form virtual mechitzas. According to Rashi, all four sides that works on, according to Rav, according to Tosfos, even on we're talking on one side, but it's completely open. The reason why, by the way, we're mentioning achsadra bika, usually an achsadra is attached to a house or something, or to a house or a chotzer or something. So usually it has walls on those sides. Here we're talking about it's in a valley, so it's completely open. The valley itself is camelous. And again, according to Rashi, all four sides of it are completely open to camelous. And according to Tosfos, the one side of it that's open is open to camelous. Right. So Rav says pitik or yerd v'soisim. Therefore, the inside of it is considered a rishus yachid. Shmuel amar ein metalpin be'alav arba lo yamun pitik or yerd v'soisim, because we don't say. According to Rashi, in other words, Shmuel would say you don't say pitik or yerd v'soisim on all four sides. And according to Tosfos, you don't say pitik or yerd v'soisim even on one side if that side is completely open. Yeah. Okay. So Rav Acha ben Rava learned that afterwards Rav Chiya bar Yosef went and asked Shmuel, who is the halacha like Rav that you can carry in the whole thing, or like you that you can only carry in four amas, and Shmuel answered him, according to that version, you can carry in the whole thing. So it wasn't in connection with the boat, like we said before, it was in connection with the sachsadra. That's how Rav Acha ben Rava learns the question and the answer. So the question is, now again, we just said on Amud Aleph, going back to, we said again, we had the second Machloikas Rav and Shmuel regarding roofs, where again, we had, according to the Chachamim, if you're talking a single roof, and according to the Meir, if you're talking about many roofs attached together, that Rav says you can carry on the whole thing, meaning, in other words, that he allows you to carry on the whole thing. So the question is, he doesn't even care about it if it's based on science, because he says the fact that you have walls around the houses, you have gurasik, so, and it's considered hukaf ledira. Shmuel held it's not hukaf ledira. Rav doesn't worry about that. So the question is, Rav alibadir a mayor l'talpli magagla chotzer, why then, according to Rav's understanding, why according to the mayor would you not be allowed to carry from a roof to a chotzer? In other words, the question is that if we're talking according to the Rabbanon, then that we said before, and we're going to say later, that in fact, according to the Chachamim, you are allowed to carry from a roof to a chotzer. But the question is, according to Rabbi Meir is saying that you can carry between all the roofs, and we don't worry about even if it's more than beis tasayim. So why, according to that logic, should you not be allowed to carry to the chotzer? Why don't we consider it also as all being one rishus? The answer is gzeira mishum de Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. We said at the beginning of the parak, because we had Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi's point that you could have a mound of dirt or a pillar or something in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is large. Well, if you can have one, that Reb Meir would say it's also to bring something, for, let's say, from the Chatzar into a pillar, onto a pillar in the Chatzar that's 10 by 4, because if you had such a thing in Rosh Hashanah Rabin and you put something on it, then you'd be carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and it would be also Daraisa. Therefore, we make a Gzeira even in the Chatzar. Same thing over here, then. He would say the roof and the Chatzar are more than 10 Tfachim apart. Therefore, because of that, he doesn't want you carrying between the roofs and the Chatzaris. Now, Rashi points out, the question is not according to Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, in fact, Reb Meir considers all of the roofs that are on the same level, if they're more than base tassayim, then it's a karmelis. So of course you can't carry from them to a chatzer. After all, the chatzer itself is, even if they didn't make an eruv, the chatzer itself is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's just a Rosh Hashanah Yachid that doesn't have an eruv. So, yeah.
And because it belongs to a bunch of people, that's
because it belongs to a bunch of people, therefore they can't carry in that chatzer.
That's why it's a chatzer.
Well, it's a chatzer usually is shared by many people.
But it's
always considered Rosh Hashanah because it has walls around it. As opposed to the
reason why you can't carry because people have to
because they have to make an eruv, right? As opposed to the roof over here, again, if the roof's total more than base tassayim, or it's one individual roof more than base tassayim, then Shmuel says, and since you don't have actual mechitzas around it, we don't say good asik because the walls that are there were meant for the house below, not for the roof above. Therefore, the roof is karmelis, and of course, you can't carry from a karmelis to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. We're not going to say, in other words, that the chotzer, since you didn't make an eruv in it, should also be considered a karmelis. It's not considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's just a Rosh Hashanah Yachid where you can't carry because you didn't make an eruv.
I mean, you also can't carry because it's two different places.
Right.
Because of Gzeira.
Right. Well, no, that was according to the mayor. According to the mayor, you have the Gzeira. Right. According to the mayor, you have the Gzeira between. Right.
According to Shmuel, it's not.
Well, according to Shmuel, no. According to Shmuel, there's something else. According to Shmuel, Reb Meir anyway says that the roofs are considered karmelis. So forget about the question of the gzeira. Even if we didn't have the gzeira, just the fact that the roof is a karmelis and the chatzer is a shosi yachid would itself be enough reason why you can't carry from one to the other. Rashi explains, we're going to learn tomorrow, Best Hashem, that on Daf Tzadik Aleph, that according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to carry between a roof and a chatzer. Shmuel would understand that that's talking about the case that we had on Daf Pei Tes at the beginning of the Perek, where you have you have a bunch of roofs connected together, where then he says that according to the Chachamim, you can say good asik because of the walls between the houses, and therefore good. So each roof is not based sasayim, therefore you can carry freely between all the roofs. And according to the Chachamim, you can not freely between the roofs. You can't, according to him, carry between the roofs because you can only carry up to four amos on any one roof.
But
you can carry between the roof and the chatzer because the Chachamim don't hold it. Reb Meir's gzera. And there you have, you're carrying from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another. Okay. So the question is, what about, we have to ask then, according to Shmuel's understanding of the Chachamim, where again, we said, you're talking one individual house, which is more than Beis Sasayim. Then he says that you can't carry more than four amos on it. In other words, he's saying that the roof is considered timeless. So by that logic, you should be able to carry, Nitalta Megagra Karpif, you should be able to carry within four amos from the roof to a karpif next to it, two amos on the roof and two amos on the karpif. But we say that no, the Chachamim are saying roofs and chatzeris are one rishus, but a karpif, the Chachamim are considering a separate rishus. Now why? By that logic, you could say, the same way as the Chachamim will allow you to take something two amos from the edge of the roof and bring it two amos into the chatzer, according to Shmuel, the same way the Chachamim should also allow, according to Shmuel, two amos on the roof and two amos in the karpif. Why are they saying a karpif is different?
A karpif
is an area more than base sasayim that's not hukaf l'jira. That wasn't enclosed for the purpose of using it for living area.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So the answer is, Omar Rava Bar Ula, Gzeira Shemi Yipoches Agag. The reason, according to Shmuel, is because we have to make a gzeira because the roof might become less. Meaning, in other words, Rashi explains, the roof might, let's say, for example, some of that, Rashi doesn't specify what he means by Yipoches Agag, he just says, V'yechsemi Beis Sasayim. The roof might end up being less than Beis Sasayim in size, which could be because some of it falls away, but it could also be because, let's say, some of it was enclosed separately or whatever it is. The point is, what might happen is that then they may decide, you know what, let's say we're talking about part of the roof fell in, yeah. So let's say part of the roof fell in. They decide, you know what, it's too expensive to fix the roof. You know what we'll do? We'll make the house smaller and we'll make that part, that broken part of the roof, will now be outside the house. So now what are they doing? They're making new mechitzas inside. to fit the new size of the roof.
Invisible ones, right?
So now, well, they're going to be in, well, the point is, in other words, that now the roof is less than base sasayim in size. So now what happens? The mechitzas from below do work, because now you have, again, the Shmuel had only said the mechitzas don't work when the roof or the total amount of roofs is more than base sasayim. If it's less than base sasayim, then we have the first machlokas of Rav and Shmuel in the Perek, where we said Shmuel allow you to carry on the whole roof. Why? Because the walls of the house and even the invisible wall between your house and the next work for good asik. Okay, according to the Chachamim, we're not talking about over here, we can't deal with the invisible walls. According to the Chachamim, each roof you can't carry from one to the other. Fine. But the Chachamim do say that at least if it's an individual house, if it's less than base sasayim, then you're allowed to carry freely on the roof. The problem is that now the roof might end up being less than base sasayim, because the house beneath it now is less than base sasayim, because again, part of the roof crumbled away or whatever. Now you're going to think that you can still carry from the roof to the kaipriff, and you can't, because now you're carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Carmelis. And that's no good. So therefore, Shmuel is going to prevent you from doing that in the first place.
Just in case the roof might fall in?
Just in case that you might have, that the roof had fallen in, and then you're going to make the house smaller to compensate.
But if the roof is a strong roof,
then don't. Let's say, but then when we make a gzeder, then we make a gzeder like that. There are different other explanations among the Rishonim, what we're talking about over here, Pachas Agag. Tosfos explains over here a different explanation. That we're talking about, let's say part of the roof falls in the middle, and now what happens is the people inside the house start regularly going up onto the roof. There's a hole in the roof anyway. We might as well put a ladder over there, put a step stool over there, and regularly go up to the roof. Now the roof is considered hukaf ladira. And now you have now again, if you carry from it to the camper, if you're carrying from a shusayaf to camelus. So for that reason, Shmuel doesn't want you to do that. So the question is, by that logic, you shouldn't be allowed to carry from one kaipriff to another. If they're both more than base sasayim, you shouldn't, if you're carrying, let's say again, two amas in one and two amas in the other, it should also be osir. Dilma mifchis for osir taltuli, because again, the kaipriff might be reduced in size. You might one day decide to bring in the fence around the kaipriff, make it smaller, and now the kaipriff is less than base sasayim, and you're not going to realize, and you're going to be carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Carmelis. The answer is that's not a problem, because hosam in that case of a kaipriff next to a kaipriff, e mifchis, if the kaipriff is reduced in size, it will be recognizable. You stand within mechitzis, it's easy to gauge how much the space is. It's easy to look when you're inside mechitzis that are visible to you and get an idea how large is this area. You can see, is this more than base sasayim, is this less than base sasayim?
This time is huge.
It's only 50 by 100 amas. It's not all that large.
770?
It's about the size of 770. No, maybe a little larger than that. Whatever, 50 by 100 amas is...
A kaipriff has to have mechitzas.
A kaipriff, yeah, by definition, has to have mechitzas around it, yeah. But the point is, where the mechitzas are visible to you, it becomes very easy to notice, am I within mechitzas that enclose an area of more than base sasayim or not? As opposed to hocha, in our case with a roof, imifchis loy minkra milsa. If the roof now is smaller and the house underneath it is smaller, it's not as recognizable because you don't have walls around it anyway. You're relying on the walls of the house and saying good asik. So when you're standing on a flat area without walls around it, it's much harder to tell, is this base sasayim or not? Therefore, we're concerned that it might actually be smaller and you're not going to notice.
We're talking here about a carcass again?
We're talking over here about a roof, which in effect, if the roof is base sasayim, then Shmuel is considering it like a kaipriff. So we're saying, therefore, Shmuel does not want you carrying from that roof to the kaipriff next door, because you might mistakenly carried from the roof, even when it's less than base sasayim. On the other hand, when you have which would then become a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? And then they would have a problem. But when it comes to two kaipafis, one next to another, then you don't have that problem, because if one of them is smaller, you'll be able to see. You see where the machitzas are, and it's more noticeable. According to Tosfos, that we're talking about, the case is that because there's a hole in the roof, the people inside might start using the roof more regularly. They might put a step stool over there and start using it more regularly. And then minka means a little bit different. It means if the kaipriff is smaller, again, you can notice it easily enough. It's easy enough to see that the kaipriff is different in size. Over here, what it is that when you're standing on the roof, the person standing in the kaipriff when you're on the roof, the person standing in the kaibrif does not realize that the roof has a hole in it. And when you're standing on the roof, you don't necessarily realize, hey, because there's a hole in the roof, therefore this roof has a different din. You're not going to realize that. You're not going to realize that this roof now has the din of a shusha yachid, and therefore that you're going to be also to carry from it to the kaibrif. Therefore, Shmuel doesn't want you carrying from the roof to the kaibrif, even when the roof is whole and even when the roof is more than base sasayim, because of that concern.
Isn't that a gzera on a gzera?
It's maybe, but on the other hand, we could say that it's one of those things we call kula chadr gzera. See, it's all one gzera as part of the gzera of that you can't carry from Rosh Hashanah to Carmelis. We make it that when you have something which could become a Rosh Hashanah without you realizing, then we're not going to allow you to carry from one to the other. So what were you going to say, Elif, as a chair?
Is it a chair or a ladder?
Yeah.
It's a simon, like putting on a lechi somewhere.
If you're standing on the roof, you don't necessarily realize it. You're standing on the roof. You mentioned
that they put the ladder.
Let's say they put a ladder there, but it's
just the one time.
Yeah, let's say, for example, just no to chance. Go up on the roof. Yeah. But so it's not so obvious when you're standing on the roof. Hey, now this roof has a different din. This is according to Tosfos' explanation.
Right, so just right so there and then. But right. if it causes the whole, people regularly started using it.
So if they start regularly using it, then maybe. But right now, we're talking about where they're first using it, then it's not so obvious that it has a different din, and therefore Shmuel doesn't want you to carry from the roof to the kaibrif from the first place.
I was comparing it to what we learned earlier, that if the roof meets, it's just that people are putting the clothes or their hats to lean on
right.
it. If he puts a ladder, it shows that he's using it for himself. The same thing will be
right, but here, just the opposite. If you put a permanent ladder, then you're demonstrating that this is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Right,
so then all the more so, you can't carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Kaibrif. So then you for sure have a problem. The problem is, Shmuel is saying, again, that you're not going to realize that the din of this roof has changed, that it used to be a Karmelis, and now it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and then you might still carry, and then you're going to have an Isser.
How big does the hole has to be between the roof roof?
Doesn't say.
According to Rashi,
the size of the hole doesn't matter. The point is that part of the roof crumbled away, and now the remaining part of the roof is less than base sasayim, and you made the house smaller to match. According to Tosfos' explanation, we're talking about the hole is large enough that now the people in the house figure, hey, now we can use this roof as a skylight and go through the house and go from the house up onto the roof. So then it would be whatever size people can get through, maybe 4x4 tefachim, I don't know.
You mentioned that the house has to match that lost.
The idea is, in other words, what I'm saying about matching is, so let's say the roof was originally more than base sasayim, but now let's say one end of the roof crumbled away. So let's give numbers. A base sasayim we said is 50 by 100 amos, or if it's square, then it's 70 2/3 by 70 2/3. So let's say you had a house that was 55 by 100 amos. So it's larger than base sasayim. Now let's say at the edge of it, 5 amos of the roof crumbled away. So you decide, you know what, instead of fixing 5 amos of roof, that's too expensive. You know what I'll do? I'll just make the house 5 amos smaller. I'll build a mechitza inside the house that'll wall off that part. From now on, that crumbled part will be outside our living area. And therefore, I don't care if it crumbles away further. And we'll have, instead of our living area being 55 by 100, now it'll be only 50 by 100. That's base sasayim. So now the roof is also base sasayim. Now the roof is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Again, because according to Shmuel, we do say good asik over here. And therefore, the roof is considered to have mechitzas. And now it's hukaf ladira.
So this mechitza just make believe mechitza. You don't actually.
No. We're talking about you've made an actual mechitza because you decided I don't want to worry about that area where the roof crumbled away. I want that to be outside of my living area. Now I'm going to build inside the house a new wall to wall off that area.
Okay, that's an obvious Rosh Hashanah Yachid now.
The house is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. No question. The house has been Rosh Hashanah Yachid the whole time. The question is the roof. Again, what makes the roof? What makes the roof a Rosh Hashanah Yachid is the walls of the house that come up and make good acid.
So it's
less than base sasayim versus more than base sasayim. Remember, Shmuel also isn't worried about if the walls are not visible from above because he says you can still say good acid with walls that are invisible as well as long as they're inside below the roof. So therefore, this new wall that you built to wall off the area where the roof crumbled in, that wall now becomes the fourth wall of the roof. Now you have the roof is surrounded by walls, by virtual walls, by good Asik walls, and the whole roof is less than Beis Hasayim, where before it was more than Beis Hasayim. So before it was a Kamelis, now it became a Rosh HaYachid, and you're still carrying it from it to the Kargriff, not realizing that the halacha of it has changed.
Okay. Yeah, yes and no, because the wall, the roof has a hole, but the house, you say good achis when there are walls go right to the ground. In the case of the roof, you just have a hole in the roof. There's nothing going down to the ground.
No, that's not the point. The point is you have the walls of the house. You have the three walls of the house that you had before, which we say good asik with them, because again, we're not talking about where the roof overhangs the walls. If it did, we wouldn't say good asik anyway. We're talking about where the roof and the walls meet at a right angle. Now we're talking about, because part of the roof crumbled away, what you did is you built a new wall inside the house by the edge of the crumbled area to keep the crumbled area we're going to leave out of the house from now on.
Backyard.
It's going to become like a backyard or like a, you know, it'll become like a porch, like an open air porch or something, whatever. But it's not part of our living space anymore. So now the roof has underneath it walls on all four sides, which enclose an area of base sasayim or less. Therefore, the roof is not a kamelis anymore. Now the roof is not a house. Now it's a roof of a house. It's a Rishas Yachid, like any regular roof. And now it's a Rishas Yachid. Now if you carry from it to the Karpif, then you're being over on Isur D'Rabbanan of carrying from Rishas Yachid to Kamelis, even though you're carrying within a total of four amas. Yeah.
The walls that you build around the hole on the floor.
Not around the hole. Maybe that's the misunderstanding over here. You didn't build a wall around the hole. What you built is you had, let's say, for example, it's on the east side of your house, the last five amas of the wall crumbled away. So what you do is you build a wall five amas further in from that original east wall of your house. You're saying whatever the east wall of my house, I'm now is going to be outside my house. I'm going to move all my furniture and whatever 5 feet further in. And I'm going to build a new wall parallel to the old wall along that whole east side of the house, five amas in from where it was before, let's say.
Right.
So now you have a fourth wall over there.
Right.
So now the old wall, which is outside your living space, that old area now is walled off. The old wall that was there doesn't work for good asik anymore. The new wall works for good asik, and now you have an area of less than base sasayim. Yeah, which is a Rishayon.
And which is a Yachid.
Which is a Rishayon, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What time tomorrow?
6:45.